When people want to get something done, often they have to join together as a group in order to accomplish the task. Sometimes they disassemble once the task has been completed, and other times the task never ends and they continue to work together. Many people want to get something done in regards to food allergies. This could be research, making changes to the world around them, helping people learn, or helping people navigate the food allergic life. To accomplish those goals, people have come together to see the job through. There are many such groups and organizations created to aid those with food allergies in some way. If you've listened to my podcast, you know about a few of these groups, but there are many more. Today I'm going to tell you about a few of these food allergy coalitions. And who knows? Maybe you'll investigate them further or even get involved.
Welcome everyone to Dairy Free Dude. I am Logan Graham, and I'm here to talk to you about how to thrive in a world where dairy products seem to be as common as dirt.
If you've followed my show for a while, you've probably heard me talk about certain food allergy groups like FAIR. But there are a lot more organizations that work to help people with food allergies. Let's take a look at some of them. The AAAAI, or American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, is an organization with a membership of over 7,000 immunologists, allergists, and other healthcare specialists, both in the US and Canada, as well as 72 other countries around the world. The whole goal of the group is focused around allergies, asthma, and immunology, as stated in their group name, specifically in advancing the knowledge of these ailments and also how to care for people suffering from these conditions. They offer grants, awards, and scholarships, among other things, and they publish 3 academic scientific journals of allergy and clinical immunology, which presents research, knowledge, and treatment within the allergy medical field. They also lead the AAAAI Foundation, which funds food allergy research. The Food Allergy Research and Education Group is one you've heard about before on this show. FAIR, as it's known, primarily works in food allergy education and advocacy. In fact, they had a hand in getting the FASTER Act passed last year in the US. The FASTER Act, by the way, was the law that got sesame added as the 9th top allergen in the top allergen list. Beginning today in Orlando, Florida, FAIR is hosting their Food Allergy Summit, where all kinds of food allergy innovations and breakthroughs will be presented, and will feature guest speakers with food allergies and exhibitors who share their products and technology with the food allergy community. ACAAI, or the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, is composed of physicians trained to diagnose asthma and allergies, as well as perform immunotherapy. Members are all over the US, as well as other countries. Each member goes through around 5 to 6 years of learning about allergies, asthma, and immunology to give you the best treatment they can. Ask your allergist or doctor if they're a member. In medieval warfare, kings would call on the nobles who swore allegiance, or fealty, to them, requesting the nobles to assemble their personal forces into one single army. This is how armies came together back in the day. In the war against food allergies, then, it's important for all food allergic people to assemble together and help each other live their lives. An organization called Food Allergy Alliance does just that. People with food allergies, or EOE, or people related to or friends with food allergic people of all ages can join and communicate with one another. With meetings of 4 to 6 people every month, people can share advice, experience, resources, recipes, and answers to food allergy questions. All aspects of life can be addressed. With the Food Allergy Alliance, people with food allergies join together to help each other live. Visit their webpage to find out more, including how to join a group. In Season 2, Episode 18, I talked about how back in 2017, a young dairy allergic toddler, Elijah Silvera, died at a daycare where he was fed a grilled cheese sandwich. In response to that, Elijah's family started the Elijah Alavi Foundation, which works to pass Elijah's law in as many states as they can. Elijah's law entails making sure daycare facilities and schools have epinephrine stocked and also that all daycare slash school workers know just what to do in case of anaphylaxis. The Elijah Alavi Foundation accepts donations to make this law possible. It's a great organization to support. Similar to the Elijah Alavi Foundation, Red Sneakers for Oakley was created in memory of Oakley Debs, who had a fatal reaction from peanuts back in 2016. Red Sneakers for Oakley, named for the red sneakers he would wear while playing sports, is an organization dedicated to food allergy education, especially about using epinephrine as the first-line treatment for anaphylaxis. Oakley's family continues to work hard in raising awareness about the dangers of food allergies and the misconceptions people have about them. Help learn how to raise awareness by checking out Red Sneakers for Oakley. Back in 1953, a nonprofit organization dedicated to asthma and allergies was founded. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America is the oldest asthma and allergy patient group in the world. And through their beginning, all the way to the present, they've worked hard to give much-needed support, advocacy, education, and research. Supported by donations, AAFA offers educational programs and online resources for all age ranges, as well as working with the U.S. government to support policies aiding people with allergies and asthma, support groups for those who need them, and offering grants for research. Since their inception, they've gone a long way to helping people like us. If you need a good food allergy support group to help you connect with people who have the same kinds of problems you have, and maybe solutions to those problems, the Food Allergy Research and Education Organization offers a kind of search engine for about 40 of the 50 states in the U.S. that'll help you find a good support group near you. In addition, FAIR has an option for you to start your own support group, so that people with food allergies in your area can have more local connections, that is, if there aren't any there already. No matter the choice, support groups can offer some great community, advice, and empathy to help you in your food allergy life. You can even help others with your own advice and experiences as well. These are a handful of food allergy-related groups out there. Not only can they help you and others like you, but you can help them in their work as well. I've put links to all these groups in the podcast description for you. You should check them out and see what you think. As always...
This is Logan Graham, the Dairy Free Dude. Live on!